This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding John, middle initial A, Talkowski, T-A-L-K-O-W-S-K-I, date of birth 10-14-1968. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Talkowski, who was sent for evaluation of worsening renal failure, noted in November of 2024. He was seen initially in the hospital July 15th of 2023 for acute renal failure and high calcium levels by Dr. Jose Fuente. And the patient did improve, renal function actually improved, and in September of 2023, creatinine was 1.36, GFR greater than 60. So he was stable. He does suffer from uncontrolled diabetes, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease with a recent NSTEMI, and that was required a admission to Midland Hospital, and a cardiac cath with stent placement was done August 6, 2024. And then prior to the cardiac cath, labs creatinine was 1.9, actually 1.68 on August 5th with GFR 48. The day of the cardiac cath, creatinine 1.9 with a GFR 41. And the day after, 8/7/24, creatinine 1.82, GFR 43. So he was stabilized in the stage 3B chronic kidney disease stage. However, November 4th, 2024, creatinine had increased to 2.35, and he had another hospitalization at Spectrum in Grand Rapids, or Greenville, Spectrum Greenville, for hyperglycemia with very high blood sugars, and he required insulin adjustments at that time to control the blood sugars. So since then, they have stabilized, and he's been feeling better. He does wear a 24-hour glucose monitor. It's usually high during the day, and it alarms frequently at night with low blood sugars, his wife reports. The patient often sleeps and doesn't hear the alarm, though, at night, so it's good that his wife is able to wake him up and make sure he has something with glucose so his sugar doesn't get even lower. Currently, he denies headaches or syncopal episodes. He does have chronic shortness of breath due to his morbid obesity. Also, knee pain and hip pain, chronic edema of the lower extremities is also a chronic problem for him. No current chest pain or palpitations, but he's very inactive. Also, sits in a lazy boy chair most of the time, according to his wife. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no diarrhea, blood, or melina, no vomiting. Medications. He's on fenofibrate, 145 milligram daily, carvedilol, 6.25 milligram daily, Jardiance, 10 milligram daily, and he believes that's fairly new. He may have started that in November. He's not exactly sure. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram sublingual, PRN chest pain, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, Lantus is 50 units in the evening and 20 units in the morning. Methylcarbamol, 500 milligram three times a day. Isosorbide mononitrate, 30 milligram daily. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Novolog, regular insulin per sliding scale. Cymbalta, 30 milligram twice a day. Allopurinol is 100 milligram daily. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Tramadol, one every 8 hours as needed for pain. Aldactone, 25 milligram daily. Lasix is 40 milligram every other day. Potassium, 99 milligram every other day with the Lasix. And metolazone, 2.5 milligram every other day. Physical exam, height is 71 inches, weight 411 pounds, Pulse is 92. Blood pressure right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 136 over 80. Neck is supple. I don't see any jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds due to weight, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, 3-plus edema, bilateral feet and ankles, up to knees bilaterally. And no ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs and diagnostic studies. Eleven fourteen of twenty-four. Sodium was 132. Potassium was 3.3. Bicarbonate 24. Creatinine 2.33. Estimated GFR 32. Hemoglobin 15.5. White count 10.2. And normal platelet levels and normal differential. His albumin was 4, calcium is 9.7, glucose is 289. And he does have albuminuria noted on 11/4/24. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 461. Generally, it's gross albuminuria. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, morbid obesity, hypertension over many years, and the recent cardiac catheterization requiring IV contrast with the stent placement. We'd like the patient to continue having lab studies, renal panel, and CBC every 6 months. We are going to schedule him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder to rule out obstruction. And that will be done in ELMA. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.